The years of James Monroe's presidency, known as the era of good feelings, was a prosperous time for the nation. Secretary of State John Quincy Adams had negotiated the cession of the Spanish territories in Florida and Oregon. Settlements were increasing in the West. The Monroe Doctrine, the plan to prohibit further European claims in the Western Hemisphere, was proposed by President Monroe in his annual address to Congress in 1823. The trade-off for the United States was it agreed not to interfere with European matters or existing European territories. There would be challenges to the Monroe Doctrine, but for the time being, the United States was proving to be a powerful player in world politics, staking out its claim in the Western Hemisphere.